Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Anyway, so today's daf, we're continuing from yesterday. We did a braisa on Lamed Tes Amid Aleph. We're looking for the source of the Hatois Hapnimios, which the Mishnah said every matana is ma'akev. So in most cases, it's 7 on the Pareichas and then 4 corners on the Mizbeach Hazav. So, of course, we got into this parak. It all backtracks to the rules of Pigel, because whatever is ma'akev has to be when the Pigel machshava takes place. If it's not a ma'akev, if it's not an ikuv, then Pigel will not happen. So it all backtracks to that. But now we're just looking for sources as to the ikuv, how we figure that out by these chatois hapnimios, which has the strictest rules that every chatois hapnimios requires. So we quoted the braisa yesterday. The braisa brought the pasuk. So if you look at your sheet, the way I set it up, so you have page 1 on top, and then you have 2 and 3. It's kapitel dalet. The first parsha in kapitel dalet deals with par koyin hamashiach. The second parsha deals with par helm davashel tzibur. So they're almost identical, each of the parshios, with some differences, which of course the mefarshim discuss, different nuances, different words are used in different places, but generally they are almost exactly the same. And the pasuk that we start out focusing on is pasuk chaf in the parsha of par helm davar. So that pasuk, which was quoted in the Braisa, which reads, "V'asul apar kasha asul apar hachatas kein yasaloi v'chiper aleim akoin v'nisach lehen," as Rashi said yesterday on Daf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, towards the bottom, Rashi said the entire pasuk is superfluous, and we are going to sarsuhu, chop up the pasuk, and darshan things from this pasuk, because there is nothing new to be learned in the parsha of par helam davar that is not stated in the parsha itself, with the exception, Rashi notes, of one thing, which is the emurin, the oiseres, a kavod, which is mentioned in the par koyin mashiach. That's the underline on page 2. That essay, Yeseres al Kavod al Klayis, is not mentioned in the parsha of par helam davar, but that would not be learned in this pasuk of asla lapar kasher asla par, because we have the word v'chiper aleihem in that pasuk. V'chiper aleihem refers to something that is required for a kapara, and as we've learned many times already, the emurin are not an absolute requirement. If they're lost or they become tame, the carbon is still fine. So this pasuk would not be coming to learn the rule of the burning of the yoseres by the par helam davar. So that's not what this pasuk is used for. So therefore, Rashi, and we're going to have in the upcoming day or two about the yoseres hakavod. This pasuk is entirely extra, and as we learned in the braisa yesterday, we use each of the words in this pasuk to teach us something. We started off yesterday in this braisa, which said that it is the doubling up, the shana alav hakasav, which teaches us that the hazois, for example, that's the first thing the braisa mentioned, which is what we're starting today with. The first thing that the braisa mentioned is the ikud, the repeating of the hazois, which means you have to do all 7. And then we had the second statement of the braisa, which referred to the matan dalet as being an absolute requirement because it's repeated. So we're going to go back and analyze this braisa and see how each thing is learned. Now, when I was learning it, so we're looking for the source that for these chatois hapnimius, of which there are a total of 5 in all. So we're focusing right now on the par helm davar shel tzibur, par koyin mashiach. So the source that we're bringing now about the absolute requirement is the par helam davar shel tzibur. It's going to refer back to the par koyin mashiach. We're going to pull in the par yom kippurim. I think as we go on in the mesecta, including in Ezeh el Mekayim, the next parak, we're going to learn that all the chatois of pnimius are absolutely required. And I think the source at the end of the day will be the par helm davar shel tzibur. So at the end of the day, we're focused right now on the par helm davar shel tzibur, because this is the parsha that we're darshing, this pasuk chaf, which is, as Rashi said, is totally extra. So par helm davar shel tzibur is the starting point for the fact that these hazois are ma'akid. So now we're going into the brisa. Amar Mar, quote from the brisa.
The last one, and actually really is kind of the source of dirty
pasuk.
The last of the three.
The last of the three.
The page.
Oh, right. Yeah. The page three. Pasuk Chaf on page three is the pasuk that we're darshaning. Well, it's the second one, actually. You have Par Klein Mashiach is the first one. The second one is Par Hamdav Shel Tzibur. And then the next parsh after that is the Nasi. So it's the second of the parshas. It starts on top. The page one over there is the Par Klein Mashiach. Right. Pasuk Aleph all the way through Pasuk Yud Beis on page two. Right. That's Par Klein Mashiach.
The source, if you said, is from the ones of Pasuk Chav.
Right. Pasuk Chav is the source. Right.
Yes.
Because that Pasuk is extra, we're going back. And Pasuk, when you read that Pasuk, the Asala Par, Kasha Asala Par, it's referring in this Parsha of Par Helm Davar, it's referring back to Par Koin Mashiach. But as we said, there's nothing to be learned from Par Koin Mashiach, because everything is already detailed in the Par Helm Davar. So therefore, what is it being used for? It's being used to be the Shona Olav HaKasev, to make it Ma'akev. So that's the price that we're going to analyze right now. So Amar Mark, quoted from the price. What? Top. Mem Amid Off, top line.
First word.
Right. So Amar Mar. So we're going back to this brisa. So Amar Mar, we're going to analyze the different statements of the brisa, but most of what we're doing today is going to focus on Par Helam Dover, Par Chaim Mashiach, and we're going to pull in Par Yom HaKippurim. Somehow, we'll see how there's a machlokes, how we position and darshan from each of the words. Amar Mar, Ein Li Elamat and Sheva, Shema Akvois B'chol Mokim. So that's a quote in the Brisa. The Brisa says, if I have a repeat of a rule, I will apply that to the Matan Sheva, because it is also Ma'akev in other places. That's the statement of the Brisa. So the Gemara asks right away, Heicha, what is B'chol Mokim referring to? Why do I say, if I have an extra ikuv, doubling up of a pasuk, why am I applying it to the Matan Sheva? I'm applying it to the Matan Sheva because I have other places in the Torah where a Matan Sheva is also Ma'akev. So the Gemara says, Heicha, Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, there are two other places that we know about for sure, but Paro B'negayim. We have it by Paraduma. Rashi quotes the pasuk, Vehizel Neichach, and we know, of course, Paraduma, it says Chukas. We know Chuka is a word that presents Ma'akev and Ikuv. So therefore, we see that Para has that, Ubenagoyim, and we also have the word Tia, Zois Tia Taras Amitzaira, and we say Kol Havaya Li'ikuva. Every time it writes Tia, any Havaya type of language is also an Ikuv language, and therefore we see by other situations, other halachas of where seven is required, it is ma'akev. So therefore, when I take this pasuk over here, asala par kasher asala par va'asa, and we're looking at the kasher asa, which is really the first drasha here. That's what we're saying. The kasher asa was the first drasha of the brisa. I'm going to apply it to the seven hazois against the proiches by these chatois hapnimios. Then the brisa said, continued, matan arba minayin. How do I know that the four on the corners in the inside, mizbeach hazav, also requires it, and it's also ikuv. Tamud loymer kein yaseh. I have the other words. If you go into the pasuk, you'll see the next word is kein yaseh loy. So from those words kein yaseh, I learned that the forearm akiv. So the Gemara asks right away. So I have the seven from one source. I have the four from another source in the pasuk. The Gemara says, well, what's the difference? Mishna matan zayin the ksivan the kafilon matan dalid namik sivan ukafilon. They're both really, if you look at the words, kasher asa, which is the source for the seven, kasher asa is really going back on everything that was said before, which means everything that was said before, by the way, is being repeated. The kasher asa is a shana alav akasiv, therefore making it ma'akev, so that should apply to the matan dalet also. The matan dalet we also learn in the pasuk. As you can see, just briefly, on pasuk yud zayin, top of page 3 here, tavalokon etzboi min adam, the he's a sheva pamim, that's the sheva pamim. Next pasuk says, min adam yitin al kain sam izbeah. So you have the farish in the pasuk already, the four, and we'll see how the karnis works in a second. But the bottom line is it's written already. So why do I need another source for the matan dalet? So Amar Rabbi Yirmi comes and says, "Loi nitzricha elal Reb Shimon. I need this drush of kenyasa for Reb Shimon. What's special about Reb Shimon? The time is we lived in a brisa. Lamaila Amar Omer Karen Kwanis Ishtayim. Lamata Hu Omer Karen Kwanis Arba. Divrei Reb Shimon." So what does Reb Shimon do? He goes back, if you go back to the bottom of page 1, by the Par Kleinam Shiach, it says, Nasan Akleimen Adam Al Karnis Mizbach Ketoris Asamim. So over there, we have the word karnis. Reb Shimon says it could have said karen. It says karnis, which means two. That's the lamaila. The lamata is back in par helam davar, which you see in pasuk yitches on top of page 3. Min hadam yitin al karnis. And don't be troubled by the fact that it's yesh aim lebesaris versus yesh aim lemikra. Reb Shimon darshan's yesh aim lemikra. So al karnis, even in the parsha written without the vav, means two. Two plus two is four. By saying, because don't forget in the brisa yesterday on Amud Beis, we said the second lapar in this pasuk is referring to Par Kohen Mashiach. So we're combining Par Kohen Mashiach, the two of Par Kohen Mashiach, plus the two of Par Helam Dover to come up with four. Now, the problem with that is, because two are written in Par Kain Mashiach, and two are written, the two, which is Karnais, written in Par Helm Davar, that is considered as not being written in the Parsha of Par Helm Davar itself. It's derived through the Hekesh back to Par Kain Mashiach. So because of that, that is not considered that as if it was all written in Par Helam Davar. And therefore, we need the other source, Pasuk, according to Reb Shimon of Kenyasa, to say that the four are also La'akev. It's not good enough that you're pulling it in from Par Kain Mashiach. It's only considered fully written on the, if it's completely written in the Parsha of Par Helam Davar, but because it's two from Par Kain Mashiach, and why is there, and like I said, why is Reb Shimon, what gives him license to add the two plus two? It's because I believe the Lapar, the second Lapar that we brought in the Brisa yesterday, is referring to Kain Mashiach. So we're combining things from both parshas over here. So that's according to Reb Shimon. So that's Reb Shimon, and the Brisa continues. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain't it somewhat. Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't need Kain Yaseh to teach me the ikuv of the four. Why? In its sarach harehu omer ba'oil moed, I'll call ha'omer ba'oil moed. So if you go back to the pasuk here, look at pasuk yudches on page 3, and ba'oil moed on the top line of page 2, you will see the word ba'oil moed, the words ba'oil moed in both parshas, which are extra. Why are they extra? Because right before that, it says lefnei Hashem. So I know lefnei Hashem is in the oil moed. So the oil moed is extra. So Rabbi Yehuda learns from that that you do all that is possible that you can do in the oil moed, which is a mizbeah of four corners. Therefore, it's as if it's written in the parsha of Par Helam Davar. If you just look at the Rashi quickly, Harehu Oimer, so Rashi says, Bishnehen, it says by both parshas, both by Par Koyin and Par Helam Davar, Bishnehem al Karnis Mizbeach, Ketor Sam, Mesher Lefnei Hashem, Asher Ba'al Moyed, that's in the Par Koyin Mashiach, Vahai Ba'al Moyed Yisayerhu, Dehal Kosev Asher Lefnei Hashem, Vlamecha al Kol Hakwana Shabitoicha Hechel Tzorach Lite. That teaches you that all the corners in the Hechel, which is the four corners of the Mizbeach in the Hechel, require Matan Dalet, so therefore the Matan Dalet is written in the Parsha of Par Helam Davar, so you don't need Chayin Yase. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda considers it as if it's written in the Parsha, so then it's doubled up, it's automatically, it's included in the Oil Moed. So and therefore when it says Kasher Asa, that could apply to the Matan Dalet also. So now the Gemara is going to go back and forth and, of course, try to tie up what does each one do with a pasuk that the other one is using. Rabbi Huda, kenyas am I avidly. What does Rabbi Huda do with the words kenyas? Rabbi Shimon said, of course, we need that for the ikuv of the Matan Dalet. Rabbi Huda doesn't need it because he learns it from Ba'al Moyed. So what does he do with those words? Biboyle, the Kedetanya, he needs it for the following brisa. Lefishaloi, lamadu, lapar yemen, kipurim, lesmichad, shiare adam. Because I don't have a source for Yom Kippur. If you go to Parshas Achrei Mois and you look at the Parsha of Yom Kippur, it has nothing to say about Smicha or Shiarei Hadam, which of course are both not Ma'akev, but there's not even a Halacha. And by the way, if you go back to this Parsha, so you'll see that in Pasuk Tezvav, it says, Usam Chuzik Neha Eid on page 2, Pasuk Tezvav, it says that some, so we have smicha here by Par Helam Davar, and as Morty Vogel always likes to ask, who does the smicha by the Par Helam Davar, whether it's the Shvatim and everybody, the three from Bezdin, if it's one, and getting into the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shimon, but there's a smicha here by Par Helam Davar, and you also have the Yisaitis to discuss. It says in Pasuk Yudches, the leftover blood is Yishpoich al Yisoid Mizbach Ha'Oila. So this is in the Parsha of Par Helam Davar. So because we said Lapar, we pull Yom Kippur into this Pasuk, because as we said on the top of Lamed Tes, Lamed Beis, the first Lapar is Yom Kippur. Now why, but a side question, why, how did we know the first Lapar is included on that, brought on that in this Pasuk, and the second Lapar is Kain Mashiach? I'm not sure why it was picked in that order, but be that as it may, the first Lapar in the Braisa is referring back to Yom Kippur, so we're saying right now, so we're saying over here, Lefi Shaloi Lamad Lapar Yom Kippur L'Smicha Shira Adam, so Minayin, how do we know that Yom Kippur does have Smicha and Shira Adam? Tamud Loimar Kei Har Kain Gadol. Right, so that, we'll get to that in 1 second. I know we're with Vidui, we'll get to that in 1 second. Minayin Tamud Loimar Kei Yase. So we have the pasuks. Rabbi Yehuda will use the Kein Yase to pull in the Smicha and Shiarei Hadam rule that those apply to Yom Kippur also. But the Gemara asks right now, wait a second, we'll get to the other question in a second. Ulapar Yom Kippur Loilamadu. Do we not have a source for Yom Kippur already? We're saying that Rabbi Yehuda learned Smicha Shiarei Hadam from Kein Yase, but didn't we just say that the Braisa said on Lamed Tes Amud Beis on top that the word Lapar in this pasuk Chaf that we're darshaning is Yom Kippur? We'll learn it from that. Lapar Yom Kippur Loilamadu Hamart Lapar Ze Yom Kippur. We learned in the Braisa that Lapar is Yom Kippur. So therefore, Lapar, written in this Parsha Par Helam Davar, will also have the rule of Smicha and Shiarei Hadam. So we say, no, I need both. Why? It's Rav Sata Data Chamina Hanemila Avoid the Ma'aka Kapara. I would say that the rules of Par Helam Dover that should apply to Yom Kippur are only avoidus that if you do not do them, there will not be a kapara. Avol avoid the loy ma'ak the kapara, but an avoid that doesn't prevent a kapar if you don't do them, like smicha and shiare adam, a maloy, maybe it should not apply to Yom Kippur, kamash malan, therefore I have a chenyasa to teach me that even an avoida that's not ma'afa kaparo will apply to Yom Kippur via the learning of it in the parsha of Par Helam Davar.
Why don't you just say chenyasa?
No, because it would still just be one limud. We need two limudim. You go step by step. So the smaller chiddush than the bigger chiddush, so therefore, either way, you still need two. So you asked before about vidui, so the question is discussed by the Brisker Rav that discusses this. Because it's an obvious, it's sort of an obvious question. We know there's vidui by the karbanis on Yom Kippur, especially the Kippur and Mashiach. He does it twice, I believe. So we already know that there's smicha that's required in Yom Kippur. So he wants to say that there are two different, the seidinim and smicha. One is on the carbon and one is on the vidui. They're two separate things. My nafkamina, what difference would it make? It would make a difference if you did the vidui, for example, and something happened to the animal, so you bring another one, let's say, but you already did the vidui. So if the smicha is a separate component related to the vidui, so that has already been done. So you don't have to do the vidui smicha again. But the smicha for the carbon is a separate halacha in the carbon. So what we're discussing here is the smicha on the carbon. There could also be other differences between the smicha of the vidui and the smicha, the typical smicha that you do by a carbon. Kaichai is one of them, right? And the other one is teka for smicha shchita. So there could be there are different rules about the smicha of if it's the carbon requirement smicha or the vidui requirement smicha. So keep the questions coming. So now we have to go back though to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, hi Ba'al Mayid, my Avid Lay. What does Reb Shimon do with Ba'al Mayid? We have the extra that Reb Yehuda said, Ba'al Mayid teaches us the Matan Dalet. What does Reb Shimon do with that pasuk? So Reb Shimon comes with a completely different limud on the word Ba'al Mayid. Mi Ba'ile Shim Nifchasa Tikra Shal Heichal. Loi hayamaza. If for whatever, what happened, the roof of the Heichel caved in, and I believe we're discussing the Beis Mikdash Heichel, of course, not the Mishkan caving in the roof over there, but we're discussing, there's a lot of discussion about the differences between the Mishkan, Beis Mikdash. I didn't have time to go into that, but here the bottom line is,
second story though. It also caved in?
Yeah.
The other rooms, you mean? It looks like just a heichal above where you would be doing
these things. Well,
the whole thing has a second floor? Yeah. I'm not sure. The whole heichal has a second floor or just parts of it around the edges?
No, it wasn't itself, I believe. They were
doing that. Yeah, so
that's it.
I'm not sure.
Maybe actually it's a ram up the roof above the whole.
Right.
As well.
Yeah, there's also a question. So
would you
expose it to the sky?
Well, I don't think it's the Yizar did. It looks like here, because it's in the Parsha here of Par Helam Davar, and we're darshan by a Moed in Par Helam Davar, so it's probably just the Heichel. Now, the question also is.
Yes.
What, the Yizar also?
Who said it?
Both floors?
I see from last time, Rabbi Moyer Rambam, that says that it's not on
Yom Kippur. Right. So that's the machlokes. That's also a discussion. Is it only for Yom Kippur because the Rambam only brings it by the halacha of Yom Kippur? What about other avodas? You asked a question 7.5 years ago on that, I believe. I happened to listen to Rabbi Brown's share from 7.5 years ago. I cheated a little, okay. Not that I remember everything that I listened to. Yeah. I recognize your voice. Anyways, the question is, what is it applied to? How many, what about the Menorah and other avodas that go on? But over here, we're just at least saying that's what Loi Hayamaza, they would not have done the Hazais of these Katois, or at least the Parhelm Dover, which is what we're learning in the Parsha from. They would not have done the Hazais if the roof had caved in. So that's what Rav Shimon learns from Ba'ayel Moed. Okay, so now we have, how does Rav Yehuda know this then? Vidach, what about Rav Yehuda? How is he going to learn this then? So he learns it. The Gemara says, Me Asher. Vidach Asher Loi Darsh. And Rav Shimon will not Darsh and Asher. Now when you first look at the Gemara, you think, okay, Masher, Rabbi Huda is going to learn the roof caving in rules from the word me'asher, but that's not pshat. If you look in Rashi, Rashi changes it slightly. He says me'asher. He's learning the written. We said Rabbi Huda holds the four matanas are written in this parsha Parhelam Davar. So you didn't need the Chen Yasa, of course. So instead of learning it from the Oyel Moed, we're learning it from Asher. Rashi says, Mi Asher, a little bit below to the right, Nafkalei Arba Kronis Mi Asher. The Matzah L'michtiv Asher, the Neshim Oyel Moed, Lomeli L'mahada L'michtiv Asher, because if you go into the Pasuk, and this is in Yud Ches, it says Asher L'fnei Hashem Asher B'Oyel Moed. The second Asher is totally unnecessary. So, Ella al-Hakronis, Asher ba'oil, Rashi continues, the high Asher Basra, Mishum Izbeach, lo yitzrech l'michtavi. So Rabbi Yehuda is learning the four matanas that are in Parhelam Davar, written in Parhelam Davar, are learned from the word Asher, and he agrees with Reb Shimon that ba'oil moed is the source for the roof caving in rules. Okay, so that's the end of this part. Now Abai comes along and says, he adjusts what Rabbi Yirmiyah said on top. Abai Amar L'Rabbi Yehuda, Nami Itzrich, I also need the words V'chein Yase. I also need the words V'chein Yase to teach me the ikuv of the four matanas, as opposed to what we were saying until now. So the V'chein Yase would not be used about the smicha for Yom Kippur. So Abai says, L'Rabbi Yehuda Nami Itzrich, I also need the V'chein Yase. Why? Kasata data chamina mida da hava asmicha v'shiare yadam. I would think that the matanis should be like smicha and shiare yadam. The afal gavdach siva nechvilon loy ma'akva, because even though it would seem to be that there's a repetition, the shana of a kosev of kasher osa should also go back to the smicha and to the shiare hadam. So I would think, because why would I say that even though it's double, it's loy ma'akva? Because we never see anywhere that there is an ikuv on smicha or shiare hadam. So just to look in Rashi, just to drive the point home, fourth last skinny line, Sagadata Midavitzmichardam, the Parhelam Gufe Dhsivan, because we have Smich and Shiare Hadam in the Parsha of Parhelam Davar, the Ukvilan, and it's double from the word of Kasharasa. The Loy Ma'akvan, yet we know it's not Ma'akiv, Kidukimna Ilayu, Miuta Bivhiper, that the end of that pasuk in pasuk chaf, as I said earlier, applying to the Yuseris Akavei situation, the Hebrew Aleim tells us only something that's ma'akev, a kapara, is an issue. But smicha and shiare hadam, the Hebrew v'nislach mishum tam, they ma'akev is b'chomotem. The smicha and shiare hadam are never ma'akev. So even though, keep in mind, even though it's doubled, even though it's shana olava kosev, the chiper at the end of the pasuk will override as the ikuv applying to smich and shiare dam. So because of that, sakadata chamina midah hava smich v'shiare dam, these four matanas should be similar to the rules of smicha and shiare dam. The afagat tzivan ukfilan loy ma'akva matan arba nami loy tisakev. The matan arba should also not be ma'akev. And what would be the precedent for that? Because we have chatas achid sign, which has one is allowed. So there is a precedent to possibly think that you don't require all four of the Matan Dalet. Kamash Malan, Abaye says, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, I need the Chen Yase to teach me that the Matan Dalet is Ma'akeh. The question that I have here, which I do not have an answer for right now, is okay. We said the Chen Yase is teaching us this, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's Ma'akev. How does Rabbi Yehuda, but before we said according to Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Yehuda said the Chen Yase is used for Smicha and Shiare Hadam by Yom Kippur. And we gave a reason why we needed two Lamudim, let's say, for Yom Kippur. So the Gemara doesn't seem to ask, how will Rabbi Yehuda know Smicha and Shiare Hadam by Yom Kippur?
The Slav telling me that in all places,
it wouldn't be bad, but how do you know you even need it by Yom Kippur? You need it by Yom Kippur. So I would think maybe he just extends it from Lapar so that it would include Smicha, and the fact that we said the first Lapar is going back to Yom Kippur, so maybe that would pull in the Smicha and Shiare Hadam requirement to Yom Kippur. Not that it's not Ma. It's not
Ma.
Right. Yeah. You would still at least need one. It shouldn't be any worse than the Chatas Achditzin, which according to Beis Hillel, you definitely require one.
Unless the
Chit
would exclude even one.
No, they wouldn't go that far. Rashi brings that it would not a filu a greenu lagamer loy ma'akve the ilmatan arba chad minay ma'akve the Chatas Achditzina. He would not go below one. It's at least one. It would not be any worse than Chatas Chitzain. If Chatas Chitzain needs one, definitely Chatas Apnimi needs one. So that would be what? There's no kapar unless you have one by Chatas Chitzain. So there's no way the Gemara's Havamina by Chatas Apnimi would say you don't need any. As far as the matan,
it's not mashal this the row, but the princess of smichu sheri adam. Yes, Sakasha, that we need this hakar prior to purim for something else, for matan dam and miyasayif, not for smicha and sheri. Has been smicha sheri. He knows it from the samach of Yom Kippur, the first wide line. The smicha sheri. There's a parish kaidah that learns from the samach. That a smicha is needed on Parashat Shemini to Purim, which means it's not the same deal, it's London.
Right. Yeah, there's a whole, Rabbi Brown discussed the whole thing from the Taurus Kainim.
Oh, he brought in the Taurus Kainim.
He brought in the Taurus Kainim in his whole discussion with the Brisker Rav. He had a different mahalach on this whole Gemara. He disagreed with the Brisker Rav.
I'm going to buy him to give a shoe.
No.
Yeah. Okay, so that part, so therefore, V'chein Yase, even according to Abaye, according to Yehuda, he needs V'chein Yase. So now we're moving on into the Braisa. So we've covered the first two Lamudim in the Braisa. Now we're going to Lapar. We said the Braisa, quote, Lapar Zeh Par Yom HaKippur, L'mai Hilchasa. What is this din that we are going to be learning? What is the what are we learning for Lapar? So the Gemara says, Ila Akev, if you want to say that the avoidance of Yom Kippur, by putting par, if par in this Pasuk Chaf means Yom Kippur, so that means when it says Asa Kasher Asa, all the rules of Par Helam Dover that also apply to Yom Kippur would be Ma'akiv. Is that why Lapar is here? To teach me that all halachas that are similar between Par Yom Kippur and Par Helam Dover are Ma'akiv? Gemara says, Pshita, Sivabe. In the Parsha Achrei Mois, you have the word Chukah by Yom Kippur. And therefore, that would be the source that the avoidus of Yom Kippur are ma'akev. So that can't be what we're learning lapar in this pasuk by par helam davar. That it's to teach us what Rabbi Yehuda said. Another thing that Rabbi Yehuda said, the Amar Kiksiba Chuka, when it writes Chuka by Yom Kippur, what is that Chuka by Yom Kippur referring to? Advarm Hanasim, a big day lovin bifnim. It's referring to the avoidas that are done bifnim, and here it's lifnai lifnim. It's by the Kodesh Gadashim that we're referring to, that the special begadim, of course, that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur, when he goes in the only time to the Kodesh Kodashim. Shim hiktim maisa l'chaveroi lo yasva l'klum. If he does something out of order with regard to those avoidas, it's nothing. He has to do it all over. Avol devarim anasim bebigdei lovin b'chutz. But avoidas that are done, things that are done in the heichel here, the chutz is the heichel here, hiktim maisa l'chaveroi masha asu asu. So therefore, because of that, I would say ema midikisidron ma'afi, that since the order in the heichal is not ma'akev, I would think by Yom Kippur hazois nami ma'afi that you don't have to do all of them. Kamash malon lepar to cut that comes in, even though I have the word chukah by Yom Kippur, it would not cover everything, including these things. So therefore, I would think perhaps that the hazas are also not ma'akev, just like doing it out of order would not be ma'akev by Yom Kippur. Kamash malon lapar, that's written in this parsha, to teach us that these hazas are ma'akev. So this is Rabbi Yehuda's, we're saying Rabbi Yehuda is learning this lapar, that these hazas are ma'akev by Yom Kippur. Rav Papa's going to ask a question now. We have a different Machloikis that shows Rabbi Yehuda learns the ikuv from a different source. Maskev la Rav Papa, umi matzis amasafi. Can you say this, that Rabbi Yehuda learns it from this source? Vartani, we learned in a brisa, so this is a brisa in Yuma. Won't go into that much detail about that machloikis, but basically we'll see that Rabbi Yehuda has a different source of ikuv on Yom Kippur. The pasuk says, this is a pasuk in Achrei Mois, v'chila mechaper es hakodesh, by right before the sar l'azazel, so we brought the sar for the kapara, and it says these what seem to be extra words. So how do we darshan them? So Rabbi Kiva goes first. He says, im keeper kila, the im loy keeper loy kila. If you have effected the kapara, then you're done. Then loy keeper loy kila. And if you haven't effected the kapara, then you are not done. So if you look in Rashi, so here Rashi explains, v'chila mechaper, kro yisera, who, deloy hava leila mechtav el v'hikri v'sasar achai, it should have just gone into what needs to be done. So we learn, im keeper, kapara hamakeves b'shar mekoimis, kugoyin matnas damim matn sheva umatn dalid, kila, afal pishaloy shafach shirayim lisoid mizbeach chitzoy. This is Rabbi Akiva's opinion, that once you have done all the avoiders that affect kapara, even if you haven't done things that are not ma'akiv, then you are done. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says back to him, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Mipnei Ma'aloi Nemar, why don't you say, Im Kila Keeper, Vim Loi Kila Loi Keeper? He's questioning Rabbi Akiva over here. Back to Rashi, 5 lines from the bottom, Mipnei Ma'aloi Nidrash, Amikra Kisei Demaktavai. Why don't you darshan like the Pasuk is written? The Nemar, Im Kila HaKoyal, if you finish everything, and in this case, afilu shvichas shirayim keeper, finishing everything means afilu shvichas shirayim keeper, the imloi, loy keeper, v'hachi b'farish, v'sei v'yuma, the shirayim ma'akvin ikav v'nayim, alma ikav v'arvi hu d'mahachanachka. You see two things. Number one, you see that the shirayim by Yom Kippur, according, it's a machlokes in Yuma, but one of Myra holds on Yom Kippur, right. It's a machlaik, right. The only on Yom Kippur, it's machlaik, is about Rabbi Yehuda, whether it's ma'akiv. But the bottom line takeout from here is, we see that ikuv on Yom Kippur is coming from the pasuk v'chila v'chiper, and not from what we just mentioned before, from lapar, in the part helm, no, in general. Shirayim is one thing according to that opinion, but even more than that, the point is the source all the avodas have to be true. Shiraim is included in that. But the hazois are from there. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds the hazois being required as an ikuv on Yom Kippur is from this pasuk and not what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak just said.
Right. Why is Rabbi Yehuda? Why is he a special pasuk to tell you that Shiraim is not ma'akim?
I think his point is that, so you're saying, why would Rabbi Akiva need a drasha? Why should Yom Kippur be different than other places where if you don't do the avodas that are not ma'akiv in general, you should still be done? Why does Rabbi Akiva? Okay, that's a good question, more for Yuma, I guess. I'm not sure of the answer to that, but, that's a valid question about Rabbi Akiva. So right now we're stuck. So the question is, what are we going to do? What is Lepar? We go back to the question of the Gemara. Lepar zepar yom kippurim l'may helchasa. What halacha are we learning for the par of Yom Kippur by the fact that it is put into this parsha of par helam davar? So Amar of Hava says loy mitzvacha. We're going sort of a completely different track right now as to what the pasuk, what we're learning to Yom Kippur, lo nitzricha ella la'es dam ubetfila. So if you go to the pasuk and you have to go to page 1 over here, pasuk vav, and you don't go to par helm davar shetzibur, you go to the par koin hamashiach. Pasuk vav says v'tavol koinus etzboy ba'dam. These words are what this is by par koin hamashiach. So look what we're doing now. We're going. What? Badam.
Yes, but it's
Badam. We're going to do a drasha. Well, it happens to be the dam of Yom Kippur, the par of Yom Kippur. But the Badam comes to teach us something else, which we'll see in the
insert.
He could have said Bidam. So we're going to be darshaning Badam. So what's happening right now? So we're going, Lepar is in the Parsha of Par Helam Davar, and now we're going back, because of the fact that the second Lepar is Par Koin Mashiach, we're going back to Par Koin Mashiach to learn this these halachas that we're about to bring right now. So we're going back to Pasuk Vav in the Par Koin Mashiach Parsha. We're darshaning the Tavol HaKadosh Espoi Badam. We're saying that rule that's written by Par Koin Mashiach will also apply to the Par Yom Kippurim. So, what?
So it's like the part of the Shin, Helam Davar, Yom Kippur.
It's Helam Davar. It's Par in Helam Davar. Back to Par Koin Mashiach and applying Par Koin Mashiach to
Jim.
Right. Yeah, so that's what Rashi says. And Rashi continues on Amud Beis to say how we can do this. So we're doing a heck of right. So Tosis, I think, there is discussion about a Chazar of a Lama, so that could be an issue here. But the point is, because Lepar, to answer that question, because Lepar of Yom Kippur is in the parsha of Par Helam Davar, it's only one step. Because it's in the par, you're not going from one parsha to, right, they're all, so you get out of that problem because of the Lamed issue, which we're going to have a lot more about coming up in the near future. Anyway, so what are the halachas that we're learning by Yom Kippur? So Amar Hava Leinitzchucha Ela L'Es Dam U'Tfila. These are the drushes. S, the word S, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Leinitzchucha Lahachshir Amin Sheba Etzem. What are we learning? If the Kayin has a wart on his finger, he's doing, of course, that's the Tavol HaKayin Etzbai. If that Etzbai, which is the index finger, of course, the main finger, if he's doing that and he has a wart on that finger, it is not a Chatzitza. So that's Es HaTafel to the rest, which means that a wart, a little wart on the, Rashi goes through the description of it, is not a chatzitza, that's okay. So that's limud number one. Badam, shehei badam shir tefila mi ikara. You have to have enough blood to do all the hazois in the, when you first do the tefillah mi'ikar. So, badam shehe badam shir tefillah mi'ikara. You have to have enough. Rashi gives a little more description. There happens to be discussion on this point too. Does it have to be right away? For how much really do you have to have in the original Kabbalah? Machloikis, I think Rashi and Rambam in this. As you can see, every line is replete with sidebars and tangents. There's only so much you can go into, you know, preparing over here. But anyway, so
each corner.
Right, so that's some of the discussion. Let's see Rashi's shot on this. Badam shehe badam shir tefilin yikar garcinin, mishas kabbalah rishayna, limute kibo pachas mechdei tefila bekeli zeh, upachas mechdei tefila bekeli zeh, the irvan, and then you end up, let's say you did it in two kalim, and then you mixed it up, for example. So to me, well, is it here, by the way, this is the Sheva Pamim. Don't forget, the Pasik Tavala Kanis Vitzmai Badam Vahiza Bin Adam Sheva Pamim. We're dealing with a seven. Do you need all seven? Do you need all seven? Simple. Do you need all seven in the original Kabbalah cup? Can you take it in more than one? If you did it in more than one cup, do you need enough in each cup? Do you need, so it's very technical how detailed if you drill down. But Rashi seems to say, he's saying, Mishas Kabbalah Rishana Mute Kiba Pachas Mikdei Tvila, the Kaili Zeh, Pachas Mikdei Tvila, the Kaili Zeh. What? I think so. The Irvan, the Hachim Farshla, the Menachos, the Kamper Dam Katas, the Yalef Mi Badam, Mi the Karinin, the Tavel Badam, the Loi Karinin Bidam, Mashma Badam, Shahayik Var Mishorishon. The fact that it's Badam, you're dipping your finger in the blood where you had enough from the beginning of this process. So that's the second Lima Badam. The Tavel, Veloy Misafik, and he dips his finger and he doesn't wipe his finger. He actually has to dip his finger, cannot wipe his finger on the side walls of the cup and do the hazah from that. The itztrich lemichtiv badam, and we have to write the word badam. The ikas of Rachman of Vitavel, if it just wrote Vitavel, havamina afagav the lekashir tevila ikar, even though you didn't have enough for all the hazois in the beginning, it would be okay. So Kasav Rachman of Badam, which is Rashi just said, Mishari Shaina, you need enough. The Kasav Rachman of Badam, Havamina, Afila Misafik, if you just wipe your finger on the walls of the cup. So Kasav Rachman of Atavel. Now there is discussion, what?
Yeah.
Now there's this.
There's about seven of the knee in each case.
Right.
There are seven.
Right. 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 Okay. Yeah.
And what? Yeah. You know, we have enough cup for each one of the seven. You can have a six, like, seven hazards. Each cup you could have for one of the hazards. Put it around.
Not the last one.
Right.
Put your ash.
Only one cup.
For one for seven.
Yeah.
One for seven. You use a set of palms.
Same. Yeah.
So the point of the here means a half a one cup for a half a one.
Right. No, so I just wanted to say that there's discussion over here, comments about the fact that the Tzrichasa here is a very odd Tzrichasa, because they're two completely different halachas. Normally you have a Tzrichasa, it's the same halacha, and you have one way, and you have another way, and you say, why do I need both for the same halacha? Right. Here the Tzrichasa is on two completely different things. Right. So that there's discussion on that. Exactly. So that's what, there's discussion on that. I didn't have time. Just, I'm pointing it out that that's what's discussed, but, Okay, so that there's definitely discussion on that because it's an unusual type of tzrichasa.
Right.
And now this Gemara continues. Just on this point, we also have an extra word. If you go to page, at the end of page one into page two, Pasuk Zayin, it says, V'nasan akoyin min hadam al-karnes mizbach toiris hazamim. So at this point, the Gemara is asking, what do I need Mizbach Ketar Samin Lamali? These words seem to be extra. As we just said earlier, Rashi, towards the end of the skinny line, says, Mizbach Tzaris Asami Lomeli, Hashta the Darshis Asher Ba'oil Mayed, Al Kol Amr. We darshan the extra words of Asher Ba'oil Mayed as being extra. So Mizbach Tzaris Asami Mayed Rosh Hashanah. What do you do this with these words? The Hayusera, the Haksid. We already have also, as we said, Asher Lefnei Hashem, which means inside the Heichel. So well, what?
Where did he say it about Kerrish?
Yeah.
So that's not a Kerrish. Why do you need Asher Ba'al Moed?
Well, that we discussed already. But just like we asked by Asher Ba'al Moed, so now the Gemara Rashi is saying, what do I need? Just like I asked by Asher Ba'al Moed, it says Lefnei Hashem. Lefnei Hashem would cover the Mizbach Hataris Asamim also. Right. So what is the purpose of that? So this is also sort of a side point. The Keteres Hasamim. How do you start sanctifying the? Lefnei Hashem, we see in other places in Vayikra, Lefnei Hashem always means.
We never refer to the Kabbalists of our.
Well, no, you'd say.
Yeah,
I mean, it's. Or maybe you should say Mizbach, but not
the word comes requires noun, not a noun. Right? Just like gracious. Russ spoke about it, Joshua. Right? It's not a name of one word. Carlos.
Yeah, I'm not misunderstanding how you say
it's a construct. But you can't have that.
So the Gemara answers, what do I need this for? So she'im loy nischanech ha-mizbeach b'k'tayris ha-samim loy ha-yamazah. Similar to what we said, type of halacha by the Tikra. If you put in a new mizbeach, I don't know, fixing it, I'm sure it doesn't count for this, but if you put in, for whatever reason, a new mizbeach in order to consecrate it, to establish the first time, it's you have to bring Ketairis Hasamim. Then you would...
First thing.
What?
No, Shicha, I guess.
Yeah, that's, I'm not sure if that would be...
What do you think?
No, so you have to bring Ketairis, will allow you to do other avoidus on the Mizbeah. So if you don't bring Ketairis, for what, is it a separate Ketairis or the regular daily Ketairis? Not sure on that, but you have to bring Ketairis Asamin on this new Mizbeah in order to allow you to do other avoidus. Mizbeah Api. And Rashi says, interestingly, on the first wide line, in ira par helam ba'oid hamzbeach badash shalai hikir alav ketairis mailam. Why does Rashi pick par helam? Could it be any other par? Not sure offhand. But why is Rashi picking dafka par helam, that there happens to be a par helam that's being brought? So that's a... I mean, could it happen on Yom Kippur? Would you go and see Yom Kippur with a new Mizbeach that's not Mechon? That would be... So maybe that's why Rashi... But why Rashi specifically said Par Helam? So anyway, so that's... So now we say... So we have... We're good with Rav Papa's answer that the purpose of Lepar in the Parsha of Helam Davar is for these three rules, the lahasher amen, the badam, the amount that you need, and the tava of aloy misafi. So now the Gemara brings, and we're going to segue into a completely related but different discussion, just by bringing a raya to what Rav Papa, starting out with bringing a raya from a braisa to Rav Papa. Tankavasa to Rav Papa, we learned that a braisa like Rav Papa, very often Rabbi Kalev Shalom Hashem, whose yard site is coming up in a couple of weeks, used to say that a Meroyim were not responsible for all braises. So now Rav Papa made a statement, and now we're bringing a braisa that supports him, like, well, Rav Papa, you're quoting what the Bryce, could be he didn't know the Bryce, and now we're saying, okay, we have a riot to what Rav Papa said from this Bryce. Tanya Kavasid Rav Papa, V'asa kasher asa ma Talmud Leimer. What is this? Once again, our favorite pasuk, Pasuk Tav. Ma Talmud Leimer, lepar. What is lepar in that pasuk referring to? L'rabbis par yom ha-kippurim. Next words are challenging to a certain extent. L'chlo ma sha'amar be'inyin. To all the things that we discuss. Divrei Rebbe, this is Rebbe. This is what Rebbe. So Rebbe's statement supports Rav Papa. And Tosis discusses here, in the Tanya Kavasad Rav Papa, and others discuss, what does it mean, l'chvol ma sha'amar be'inyan? Really, to make it simple, it's referring to the three things that we just said. The amen be'etzva, the shir of the dam, and the tava of Alema Safek. Because when you look at the words, l'chvol ma sha'amar, it could be everything. But the bottom line is, it definitely includes these three rules, which supports Rav Papa, which is the purpose of bringing this brisa. And another raya that it's referring to these three rules is because of the following that Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Shmuel is going to say, I do not need lapar in the parsha of Helam Davar to learn these three rules by Yom Kippur. I could learn those three rules from a Kal Vachomer. So you see by the fact that Rabbi Shmuel is arguing about these three rules, that shows the L'chol Ma Sha'amar is referring to these three rules and not all the other items that are mentioned in Parsha. So we'll just start real quickly, and I guess Moshe Nissen will pick it up tomorrow because it does continue on an Amud Aleph, but we'll just get a little start on the Kal Vachomers, which are a little tricky, but we're going to have sort of a cryptic statement that we're going to flesh out on the third try. How does Rabbi Shmuel prove with a Kal Vachomer that these three rules that we just mentioned by Rav Papa can be learned out with a Kal Vachomer? So just keep it without lapar. You don't need lapar. So Rabbi Shmuel says Kal Vachomer, ma b'makom shaloi hush v'karbon l'karbon. Let's just read the words, then the Gemara will try to explain it. Ma b'makom shaloi hush v'karbon l'karbon. Just like in a place where the carbon is different. It's a different type of animal. It could be a behemoth or a sawyer, a goat, behepar or a goat. Hishva meisim lemeisim, the things that you do, the hazois and other things that you do are similar. So different animals, but similar things. So makam shehishva carbon lecarbon, in a place where the animals are the same, and this is, of course, referring to inside panimi chatois, which we'll say right away refers to the Yom Kippur for these three rules. Eidadin sheyishva maisa lamaisa. Shouldn't it be the same rules? Elamat hamad loimer. So then if that's true, according to Rabbi Shmuel, then what do I do with lapar? Elamat hamad loimer lapar. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel will say the first lapar in the parsha of Helam Davar is Zeh Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. Lapar, the second part, is Zeh Par Koy Mashiach. So that part is the same as we said before. The first lapar, to say that it refers to Par Helam Davar, is Shver, because we're in the parsha of Par Helam Davar. The Gemara will discuss that point a little later on. But just real quick, because I'm running out of time. 7:15, right? Yeah, okay, so I got. So I'll just do this real quick. So what is it? Quote. We just said in the Brisa, Ma b'makom shaloi hush v'karbon l'karbon. So what's my loi hush v'karbon l'karbon? What are we referring to? Should we say, Eloi impar yom ha-kippurim, sar yom ha-kippurim, one's a behemoth, one's a goat? That's the beginning step of the Kal Vachomer. I can't say that. Why? Because they have a special quality. I can't learn anything using them as step one because they have a special rule that they go inside the Kachay Kachim. So that can't be good. Elapar must be par halam davar shel tzibur. Par over there, v'sirei avoydus kochavim, that if those are the two where the avoydus are the same, and then I'll make the Kal Vachomer. But even those I can't use as step one, because ikol mifrach malahan shekein mechapin all of eretz mitzvahs yidua, those two know what we're bringing the Karbanos for, specific mitzvahs, par on Yom Kippur, and of course the Seir Avodas Chavim, but the par on Yom Kippur is brought for a tumah where you knew it and then you forgot it, so you don't know at the end if you had, if there was an actual requirement. As Rashi says, ein bayadila b'soi, so it's not a definite aveira. Ella, the third try, and this is successful, it's par helam davar shel tzibur v'sar shel yom kippurim. These are the two that are not similar. One's a par, one's a sire, yet the avoidance are the same. B'hachi kamar, and this is how we make the kavah chaymer. Ma b'bakam shalai husra par v'karbon, the high par v'high sar. Husra maisim l'maisim l'maid v'kosiv v'hu. By the things that are written, because bear in mind, not everything is the same. But the things that are, where it's written, like the hazois, they are the same.
The par,
even though one is eight, right? The par and Yom Kippur is eight, right? Right. But since it's seven, since it's the same concept, it doesn't matter that there's one more that I believe that either Rashi or Tyson discussed. So Malkim Shahusha carbon the carbon, the high par, the high par, which is referring back to the Yom Kippur carbon, Eina din shahusha maisim lemaisim va'asale, and therefore I will learn vasale par yom kippurim la'es bedam utfila mipar kayin mishiyah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.